USDA recently announced the reinstatement of a cotton ginning cost share program that will be paid on the 2016 crop cotton acres. This will be the second year that USDA has offered a cotton ginning cost share program. The first year was based on the 2015 cotton crop. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details.
This move comes following a number of months of work by the National Cotton Council and members of Congress in both the House and Senate urging USDA and the administration to move forward with at least one more year of the cost share program as a way to help provide some interim economic support and kind of a bridge of support to the cotton producers until the more comprehensive long-term seed cotton policy will be in place, which begins with the 2018 crop year. The National Cotton Council and all of our members are extremely appreciative and thankful to Secretary Perdue and the administration and all of those in Congress that worked to help bring this forward and provide this much-needed relief to the cotton industry.
Sign-up is scheduled to run from March 12th through May 11th.
Sign-up will be at Producer's Local Farm Service Agency County Office, and it should be a very simple sign-up and run very similar to how the program that was paid on 2015 operated. Really, producers just need to confirm their number of certified cotton acres that were planted during 2016, and then USDA can process the support from that point.
And when it comes to the payment rates?
The program for 2016, the payment rates will be about half or roughly half of the levels that were paid for 2015, but still should be meaningful support that will help provide some short-term relief for cotton producers.